The Lord be with you.
And with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to listen to Jesus. But the Pharisees and scribes began to complain, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." So to them Jesus addressed this parable. A man had two sons, and the younger son said to his father, "Father, give me the share of your estate that should come to me." So the father divided the property between them. After a few days, the younger son collected all his belongings and set off to a distant country, where he squandered his inheritance on a life of dissipation. But he had freely spent everything. A severe famine struck that country, and he found himself in dire need. So he hired himself out to one of the local citizens, sent him to his farm to tend the swine. He longed to eat his fill of the pods at which the swine fed, but nobody gave him any. Coming to his senses, he thought, "How many of my father's hired workers have more than enough food to eat? Here am I, dying from hunger. I shall get up and go to my father, and I shall say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son. Treat me as you would treat one of your hired workers.' So he got up, went back to his father. While he was still a long way off, his father caught sight of him and was filled with compassion. He ran to his son, embraced him, and kissed him. His son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son.' But his father ordered his servants, 'Quickly, bring the finest robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Take the fattened calf and slaughter it. And let us celebrate with the feast, because the son of mine was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found.' Then the celebration began. Now the older son had been out in the field. On his way back, as he neared the house, he heard the sound of music and dancing. He called one of the servants and asked what this might mean. The servant said to him, 'Your brother has returned, and your father has slaughtered the fattened calf, because he has him back safe and sound.' He became angry. And when he refused to enter the house, his father came out and pleaded with him. He said to his father in reply, 'Look, all these years I served you, and not once did I disobey your orders. Yet you never gave me even a young goat to feast on with my friends. But when your son returns, who swallowed up all your property with prostitutes, for him you slaughter the fattened calf.' He said to him, 'My son, you are here with me always. Everything I have is yours. But now we must celebrate and rejoice, because your brother was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found.'" The Gospel of the Lord. This is such a powerful gospel, is it not? And every time I read this gospel, I'm hoping that I'll feel better about certain people in my life. But let's be honest, it's hard to love people at times, is it not? And sometimes as human beings, we question, where was that family member when mom or dad was dying? But when the time came for handouts, they were there. Why didn't they show up for me when I needed them? Lord, why are these things happening to me? I'm the good person. I'm at Mass. We're human. It's so normal for us to compare our lives to other people. But yet the greatest message that comes out of this gospel is God loves each and every one of us unconditionally. We don't need to earn his love. The love of God is freely given to everyone. But how often are we guilty of judging? How often do we hear on Ash Wednesday, well, where are those people all the time? Well, that person only goes to Mass at Christmas or Easter, right? As if somehow we're better. I do it too, okay? And our Lord is telling us in this gospel, love till it hurts. Love unconditionally. Relationships are going to be very complicated. We're not always going to see eye to eye. Family members are going to hurt us. They're going to disappoint us as we are going to do the same to them. So if God has given you the strength to be a blessing to those around you, and you show up time and time again, may God reward you for that. We do good not for recognition, not for a reward here on earth. We do good because we belong to Jesus, and that's our mission in life. So remember that, my friends, the next time you see that family member, okay? You're looking at me like, Father, this is hard to listen to, because it is. So this morning, how is this gospel speaking to you? And if you've been away from the church for a while, welcome home. And if the Lord's calling you to go to confession because it's been years, maybe you're afraid, remember the beauty of this gospel. Jesus is going to forgive you because he loves you. So this really takes some time right now to reflect on this gospel. How is it speaking to you this morning? And how are you being called to come home, but more importantly, to be hospitable to those in your life?